Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of the award-winning book, Profit or Wealth. That's new. Brand new book, Simple Rules for Sustainable Business Growth. Ruth, I need your website, please.
The best one is ruthking.info.
All right.
Has everything there.
So check that out. Hey, Ruth, we're talking about profit or wealth, and one of the things that that I think is a key moment for small business owners is when they get to the point where they can say, okay, I've got to get to the point where my business, I don't have to maximize cash every day, every week. I don't have to fight for cash flow on Friday to make payroll. And they do that by following your rules and by making a profit and recurring with recurring revenue, but also having, you know, retained earnings, retaining that profit, and then getting to the point where you make enough money that all the money doesn't have to go stay in the business. You can actually create a parallel universe of retirement planning for the owner. I mean, that's where you hit a cash flow won't get you there, will it?
No. It won't. But what I suggest you do, especially with your, you know, the one of the simplest ways to build wealth is to take 1 or 2% of every dollar that comes in the door and put it away.
That's hard to do in the growth stage. When you're trying to get out of the ground, that's hard to do.
Well, now think about it this way. You get a check for $1,000. You put $10 away. You can live on $990 even in growth stage. All right, but that $10 for every $1,000 starts building the wealth. It also starts in the beginning building your own personal line of credit, so you don't have to worry mm-hmm. about a bank saying yes or no. Mm-hmm. You know, many people, as we started in the pandemic, you know, said to me, many of my clients, thank you, I've got X number of dollars in the bank. I can sleep at night and get through this thing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal. And then at some point in time, you start taking it out of the business and doing something else with it.
Well, the sooner you can get to where you're the bank and you're the landlord, to me, that's when you start.
Sure.
When you get to that point, when you own the building that your business is in and you're paying yourself rent, and you can retain enough earnings that when you need to grow and acquire something, you're the bank. You don't have to borrow it from the bank. When you get to that point, then you've been focusing on wealth and not just cash, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
And profit got you there. Profit got you there. Cash mm-hmm. didn't get you. As big a deal as Ruth and I talk about cash, as much as we talk about how you got to have it, you can't do without it, but you can't achieve wealth without profitability.
Correct. Absolutely.
Long term.
And most people don't get that.
You got to do it long term, year over year over year.
And that's where your balance sheet comes in, because it tells you long-term profitability. Your mm-hmm. P&L just tells you profitability for a month or a quarter or a year, and then it starts over again. You know, how many of us have said, I can't wait till this year is over? Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh. We've all had rotten years.
Mm-hmm.
But your P&L starts over again. Your balance sheet remembers.
Yeah, your P&L is basically just a fancy budget. It's a vertical slice. It's a cross-section of what's going on. Your balance sheet is your life. It's your career in business, isn't it?
Yep. It really and truly tells you what's going on from a long-term perspective. It tells mm-hmm. you whether you can pay your bills. It tells you whether you're getting too much debt in the door. It tells you, for those of you who have inventory, whether you've got too much of it, you know, whether you're heading for a cash flow problem because of receivable days. You know, your balance sheet's really more important than your P&L.
And sadly,
most small business owners never look at it.
Sadly, 99 out of 100 startups couldn't identify a balance sheet if their life depended on it. and probably 50 out of 100 business owners with 5 or 10 years couldn't lay their hands on their balance sheet. And that's really unfortunate. And that's the reason why companies fail, isn't it?
Yep. They don't fail because of their P&L. They fail because of their balance sheet.
Say that again.
Companies fail because of their balance sheet, not their P&L.
Yeah. RuthKing.info, is that right?
That's correct.
All right. New book, folks. You got to get this. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away. Profit or Wealth? Simple Rules for Sustainable Business Growth. Ruth, good job today. Thanks for 15 great years. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you, Jim. I've enjoyed the 15 years.
We'll do it again. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when Ruth joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.